This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, as we begin a new year, let's find out what's going on at the Roseburg Public Library. Aurora Rapp is a youth services librarian. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about it's now winter officially. It has been for a couple of weeks. And as you enter the new year, kind of a new season of programming, talk about some of the things that are going to be going on.
Yeah, of course. Coming up this winter, spring term, we are continuing with Storytime, our classic library program. We are also continuing with the toddler Storytime that we started. It's actually called Lapse It. That's aimed at little ones 6 months old to 18 months old. It involves more movement rhymes and activities interacting with your child than our older Storytime does. So we hope to continue to see parents at that. And we'll have more teen programming coming up from their teens that have been coming to our programs. We've had some great craft ideas that they would love to do that we have coming up. And then for elementary aged kiddos, we have programs on Thursdays.
Wow. So you are staying pretty busy.
Yeah, we do. We stay pretty busy at the library.
So let's talk about this Lapse It story time. I'm kind of fascinated by this idea because as young as 6 months, talk about why you integrate having stories there for kids that young.
Yeah, it's very important for a child's early development to be interacting with their parent. Their brains are little sponges absorbing all kinds of communication and imagery and making connections in the world. So it's really a time to encourage parents to interact with their child directly, singing songs, which helps us slow down our vocal patterns so that they can comprehend a little more. And then having that time at the library also provides a space for parents to connect with other parents who are raising kids around the same age.
And it's been a long time, but as I remember at that point, you are glad to find out that other people have the same struggles you do.
Yes, I think our parents realize that.
Now, you mentioned the teen drop-in hangout. 13 to 18 years of age, do you get a pretty good amount of kids coming out to that?
We do. 13 to 18 is what's required for our volunteer day. If it's the teen hangout, you can come as young as sixth grade, which there are 11-year-olds that are in sixth grade.
Okay, and let's talk about the volunteer hours opportunity that you have.
Yeah, we have volunteer opportunities for teens once a month. They're doing activities in the library that help us with our daily work. We do a lot of craft kits, putting craft kits together as they go out for the kids. We do some library shelf cleanup. We work with the friends sometimes when they need help moving books. Just a variety of things that are indoors so you're not getting wet.
All right. And for some kids, especially particular age or if they're working on something in school, being able to document volunteer hours really helps them, right?
Yes, it does. And we give a signed certificate for everyone that volunteers to show that they did volunteer their hours at the library.
Now, you guys integrate a lot of things with science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, the STEAM program, right?
Yes, we think that STEAM is a really fun thing to explore. Science is always exciting, so we do have some STEAM programs coming up this spring. We'll be doing things like LED circuits where they can use some connective tape and connect their LEDs to batteries and make a card or make, we did light up pumpkins in the past. We'll also be doing a unit exploring insects this spring, and I'm excited for that.
Now, let's look at some of the other things going on. Also, grab-and-go craft kits, and that was something that kind of started during COVID, right?
It is. That is something we started during COVID when we didn't really have the opportunity to have programs with children, and they were so popular that we've kept doing them. We did just finish our winter reading program where we had a craft kit every week in December. So with this winter-spring term, we will be back to craft kits happening every other week on Tuesdays.
Wow, so you've got a lot going on, and I understand there's a Best Books of the Year survey happening right now.
Yes, if you want to stop in at the library, we have a whiteboard that you can write on. We have a survey that you could fill out, or I believe it's on our website as well, rosebergpubliclibrary.org.
All right, and looks like today you're going to be busy with a story time right out of the bat.
Yes, just after this, we have our first story time of the new year. I'm excited to see the little folks and hear about what they got for Christmas and just get back into stories.
And later today, an artist exploration for grade schoolers, kindergartners, about Pablo Picasso.
Yeah, we will be reading a story about Pablo Picasso, talking a little bit about his progression through art styles, and then they will create their own artwork in one of his later art styles.
Wow, Picasso is pretty fascinating to read more about him. And I'm guessing a lot of the kids are going to walk in maybe not really having heard of him before.
Probably not, and he is very fascinating.
All right, so if people want to find out more about any of the things we talked about, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, all of our events are listed on our website, rosebergpubliclibrary.org, on our events tab, or if you follow our Facebook page, we have all of our events listed there as well.
All right, Aurora Rapp from the Roseburg Public Library, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:30, 7 at the morning, report.